I just get this Anthony Rapp news about Kevin Spacey, and I'm taking this jacket off. I don't need this jacket. It's too hot in here. Well, George, I turn off the AC, and I... There. So, Spacey and... I'm trying to finish up this, story at the Times and, the regular editorials. And this comes in. So I've got to, I'm clairvoyant. I live in the world of tomorrow. And it doesn't, I don't know everything's going to happen. I mean, today's news yesterday, but I live in the world of tomorrow. And I don't know what Spacey's going to say. And I don't know what else Rapp is going to say. I like what I see so far. All we've got is Anthony has the article or whatever, his initial release, I think it was at BuzzFeed, shows up. And Spacey sees this and immediately responds. I mean, he doesn't admit anything. The lawyers would be happy with what he said. Spacey discloses some stuff about himself, which is, it's friendly. It's a friend, by the way, I live this way. And he's very humble. He doesn't smack or try to hurt or smear Anthony Rapp. Anthony Rapp says, I'm not attack, just I said what I said and it stands. And I'm just, we need to know truth here. So I know how the cow chews the cud and I know how the tide comes in and out. And I'm somehow or another, Netflix has to keep Spacey on House of Cards. If Netflix doesn't, if whether they choose not to, if they have the option, or if Netflix does not have the option, if public outcry is so terrible and Netflix has no choice, literally, then not an opinion, but really, then it's over. The only way for Netflix to not get hit by this is for some way forward for Spacey to stay on. I'm not saying that way exists, but just that's the way it stays on. I think I've not watched House of Cards. Yes, that's right. I've not. I'm busy with other stuff. So maybe I'm interested in watching House of Cards now. I might get a Netflix subscription just to watch House of Cards because of this. Well, see, I think Anthony Rapp, I've heard about President Underwood and we all, I get this guy's just outright evil and just no good. It's all power stuff. Anthony Rapp needs to have a small role, low time commitment, and he needs to show up on House of Cards and bring down President Underwood. I think perfect justice to this whole thing. He and Spacey, they need to reconcile. Spacey needs to very humbly apologize, and Anthony Rapp needs to forgive him, and they go together, they write a book together, they make people aware of the problem. How do you deal with it? How do you not be the problem? How do you deal with the problem when it's there? How do we... this is Hollywood, dude. This has been the entertainment industry. The people we look to on TV every day, being mesmerized and hypnotized by the flicker screen, are, because, it's flickering, the TV screen. It goes back, the original, movie projectors, call it a flicker show. The people we look at, their faces, their subtle little muscle movements in their facials, they have been very immoral people. And I think that's been having a subconscious effect on all of us. So arguably, Spacey and Rapp did not have any leadership in their entertainment industry guiding them this way or that. I'm not going to excuse people or anyone off or whatever, but goodness, if anyone could get along and come along with a positive way forward and say, this is how we deal with it, it's these guys. And Spacey does not play a desirable character on Netflix. So let me give you an idea about how stuff works here and Jesse's little theory of how the world works. Netflix is in a position to make a powerful difference. They're in Hollywood. I do believe it's Universal Studios. And you know, where they do stuff. So I'm not trying to give information about Netflix, but they're there on the scene around Los Angeles. They just closed. There was a shooting about a mile away, and they shut down the set. What is it? October 17, was it, George? Yeah, people can look it up on their own. Whatever. Netflix could make a powerful difference. They could be a light in the darkness. They could expose and confront the corruption. Now, in order to make a difference, Netflix has to stay profitable. You can't. I mean, it's Alfred and Bruce Wayne. You know, the charity's paid for by the profits. No profits, no charity. Netflix has to exist, and if they exist, they can make a difference. But to exist, they got to have profits. So, I mean, you know, Kevin Spacey plays a villain. So there's, you know, in subconscious level of marketing, it could work. It could work. What you do is, Kevin Spacey makes his peace with Anthony Rapp. Anthony Rapp shows up maybe towards the end of the season. They don't want to rewrite it. Shooting's supposedly already begun. And Anthony Rapp shows up at the end, and he spells the doom of Underwood. And throughout season 7, doesn't need to be a big role, but throughout season 7, he slowly brings him down, and that's the end of the series. And Anthony Rapp shows up as he needs to be someone that's untouchable. That's all he needs to be. He can be a witness. He could be a senator. He could be an investigator. He could be a department head. He could be a deputy secretary. Anthony Rapp needs to bring down, he needs to play a character who brings down Underwood. The American people need to know that a president like Underwood will not endure. But to do that, Anthony Rapp needs to have his peace with Spacey. And there you go. And if they do, and that would send an incredibly huge message that no, it's not acceptable. They can say the stuff that needs to be said in the lines. And, you know, anyhow, that's what I think. That's where I think this needs to go. Yeah, you know, we need. No, I'm not going to say the stuff that I said at the Pacific Daily Times, because I write my political ideas and then I put them there so that I don't get into them over here. But this is all new stuff. It's all showing up. So there you go. That's a way forward. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's going to report what. I don't know who's going to respond to what. But that's a way forward. I believe that it can happen. But if Netflix can't keep Spacey, then they're going to get hurt. You can't. I mean, we need to move forward. You can't just, oh, someone said something bad about me. Well, it is true. It looks true. It's not true, but it scares people. Oh, it is true. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll just go die now. You can't do that. Trump pushed forward and got elected. It proves that it can work. You don't defend yourself as being self-righteous. You defend the right to push forward and become better and survive. Not the right to hurt other people, but just you push forward, you hit back. And we got so many politicians, you know, Republicans, Democrats, something happens and people just apologize. And that's why we got the political environment that we have today. And we need to push forward. We need to stay alive and thrive and stuff. There are other factors. I mean, sometimes you can't. This other stuff going on in Hollywood is just, I mean, it's, you know, if you want to advance your career, then you've got that's another story. That's leveraging. So we need reconciliation. We need people to be confronting the ugly truth and helping the public through this. We need leadership, guidance, encouragement, counsel from all sides of this. And it's time that I get to the point. Love wins. Reconciliation has power to save us from all kinds of evil. Lincoln said, "Do I not destroy my enemies when I make them my friends?" Sinatra said, "The best revenge is massive success." Killing, crushing, smearing, destroying, controlling, oppressing, they never silence innocent blood from crying out for justice. They only make the cry louder. Humans don't hunger for death. We are only satisfied when friends have life and enemies become friends. If we can't shine out the darkness, then there's no point in striving. After all, humans are not the enemy of humans. Our enemy is quite inhumane. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.